Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the opening prices on the Chicago Board of Trade and on the Kansas City Board of Trade. These do not reflect overnight ACE trade. Let's take a look at, first of all, the Kansas City Board of Trade, where the wheat opened at $4.88 a bushel. That was up 3.5 cents a bushel. That's September. The December at 504 on the open, up 4, and March opened up 6 at 509. In Chicago, September wheat opened at 393.5 a bushel, up 5 cents. December, 412.5, up 3.5. March wheat, 430 a bushel, up 5.5 cents. And July of next year's wheat, 443, up 4.25 cents. September corn opened at 240.5. That was up 3.25 cents. December, 257, up 3.5. March of next year, 270, up 2.75. May corn, 279.5, up 2.5. And July, 288.75, up 3. September oats opened today at 196, up a half. December, $2.75, up 0.75 cents. In the bean pit, August soybeans opened at 581.5, up 5 cents. September opened up a nickel at 589. November, 603, up 5. January, 614.5, up 4. March at 624.5, up 4.75. May beans, 633, up 4. July of next year, soybeans, 643 a bushel, up 3.75 cents. Soybean meal for August opened at 166.20. That was up 2.40. The September at 167.50, up 2.60. Soybean oil for August at 26.65 on the open, up 26. And September is what was rather at 26.93. That's where it opened this morning, up 32 cents. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, feeder cattle for August opened at 113.70, down 4.50. September 113.85, down 32.5. October feeders opened at 113.82.5, down 25. Live cattle for August opened at 82.90, down 45. August at 87.75, down 40. And December live cattle 88.10, down 35. Lean hogs for August open at 69.15, up 50. August or October lean hogs, 62.20, up 75. December, 59.80, up 32.5. And February at 60.95, up 5. Pork bellies for August open down 2.5 at 90.10.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Looking at the outside markets at the moment, starting on Wall Street, the Dow is at 11,194. That was down about 26 points at the moment. The S&P 500 is down about 2 points at 1276, and the NASDAQ is down a fraction at 2094. Crude oil for September in New York is currently trading at $73.05 a barrel, down 19 cents. The CRB index is at 345.46, that's up 163. The U.S. dollar index, 85.32, down 6. The other commodities, September silver is now down about a half penny an ounce at 11.37. Gold for August is down 2.30 at 632.50 an ounce. Joining us now on the phone is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities. He has a look at the market as we open this work week. Hi, Kurt.
Good morning.
We saw the beans, everything opened on bullish weather news by and large. We've seen, however, a little bit of a downturn in the beans. Oh, I guess we haven't. No, we're still about 6 to 7 cents up. But weather's the big factor today, I guess, right?
Yeah, you're correct. Extreme heat over the weekend and going to get real warm here today and tomorrow. And, beans entering the pod filling stage is going to be real critical as they go through that development stage on yield potential. But the forecast, calling for a cool down and possible some moisture here as we go into the weekend. The northern belt expected to receive the best chance of moisture, anywhere from a quarter, 1 inch, and about 60% coverage. But as the system drapes to the south, ideas the south and east could maybe be in this quarter to three quarters on 40% coverage. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is going to be real critical for the weather development to see what type of moisture occurs. This afternoon's crop conditions report made slight deterioration. The east still looks fairly good, but the western belt continues to struggle. If we do miss some rain here and we do stay warm, we're probably going to see next week's crop conditions report shows a pretty good jump in deterioration here in the east as the crop takes a step backwards. But no, it's the same old story. Weather, weather, weather. The trade seems to be comfortable with corn production here in the east. We can talk test weight, kernel fill, and so forth, but the trade feels comfortable with corn production prospects. The beans is a wild card over the next 2 weeks.
Mainly because of just the time of the season for both those crops?
Yeah, correct. Corn, July sort of makes or breaks the corn crop for the most part. Then August is sort of the main market determinant there for the beans. And with ample world supplies and maybe a little shortfall on production prospects, it could keep the bean market choppy going into early harvest.
Now, it sounded like in the wheat market, those world supplies may be a little bit of a factor in an up market today.
Yeah, when you still look at the big global production for wheat, it's relatively tight still. When you look at news that China may import 1 million metric tons of milling wheat, but then might export 2 million metric tons of feed wheat. That's going to keep the world trade active. Australia, there's some production concerns there. So when you look at the global situation on wheat, it's still going to remain tight. The thing about wheat, though, is there's a little bit of a disappointment here short-term, the fact that the spring wheat crop tour did not show big declines in yields. They were expecting some disaster stories out there, and for the most part, wheat yields are better than expected in the North Dakota, South Dakota area.
Mm-hmm. What's the technical picture looking like this morning?
Well, oversold, so-called maybe dead cat balances in line. We did reach some psychological support level in December corn near this 250 area. The momentum indicators are down here ready to turn up. The longer term moving averages kick in as 262, tick 65 during December corn futures. So technically one could be inclined. Maybe we can see some a little bit of recovery here. Also, too, if you go back in history in here, it seems like our best chance to rally is the first week of the new month as the funds come in and buy. So technically we're at levels where maybe we can get something going. Same thing in the beans in here. The momentum indicators have given bullish trend divergence buy signals. So as long as last week's lows in here, the bull could be hopeful maybe we could have some strength here this first week of August.
Quick look at the Merck. Cattle's up right, or cattle's down at the moment. Lee hogs are up.
Yeah, basically the heat is going to slow beef demand. This time of year, it's awful hard to get something going with that type of temperatures around and concern. Cash is sort of weak, below 80 cents. And here you got the board at 83. So the cow complex is subject to some weakness in here, whereas the hog sector is just the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. The heat around, talking about weight gains being slow. Also, too, the runs are going to be slow. We're talking 50 cents to a dollar higher in cash bids. Trying to shake some hogs loose in here. They're sort of betting that this cooler weather will be out
right.
Bigger runs here late in the week. So
okay.
If we don't cool down a whole lot, it could get quite exciting towards the end of the week.
All right, thanks, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Grainfield Commodities. Quick review of the commodity markets right now. September wheat in Kansas City up 4 cents at 488. Chicago September wheat 392 a bushel, up 3.5. December 412.5, up 4.5. September corn on the Board of Trade now at 238.75, up 1.5. December 255.25, up 1.75. March contract 269.25, up 2. December corn for next year also up 2 at 302.5. August beans are at 580.25, up 3.75. September 586.5, up 2.5. November 601, up 3. November beans for 207 at 655 a bushel, up 3 cents. August bean meal up 1 right now at 164.80. The bean oil August contract 26.62, up 23. And reviewing the Merck again, August feeders are down 50 at 113.65. Live cattle down 30 at 83.05. Lean hogs for August at 68.90, that's up 25. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58 Central. We have an excessive heat warning for the city of Chicago and for Southwest Illinois. The Chicago one until tomorrow night, Wednesday night for Southwest Illinois. And for the rest of us across the two states, a heat advisory is in effect until 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. For today, sunny, hot, and humid. Maybe a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in Indiana and then Southeast Illinois. Highs from 94 in eastern Indiana to 102 degrees across Southwest Illinois. Tonight, warm and humid. The lows between 73 in eastern Indiana and 80, just 80 for a low in Chicago and St. Louis. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms in northern Illinois, but elsewhere, no precipitation. Highs from 102 across Southwest Illinois to 94 in eastern Indiana. Already 87 degrees now at 10 o'clock Central Time in Urbana.